It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. That Ryan Wiggins, a smart guy. Looking forward to talking to Paul Hall this hour as well. Frank Cusimano, KSDK sports director. He always puts the best shows on during the weekend too, so looking forward to that. And before we get into Sue's news, I had something I wanted to play for you guys, if that's okay. So last hour, we talked just briefly about the vigilante. I like to call him Tag Man. He is finding cars that don't have the tags on them, the plague that we see on every freeway across St. Louis all the time. Normally ones zipping through the lanes, driving erratically. The ones that don't pay the tax in order to get their tags or a plate in general. Sometimes they'll leave it blank. Sometimes they'll put fake paper on there. Well, one guy had enough. He gave him a week warning and then started slashing tires. I created a song for the Tag Man I wanted to introduce to you. Would you guys like to hear it?
Yeah. Okay, Fred said he can't wait.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I can't.
All right. This is, okay, maybe I don't want to put the expectations too high. I used artificial intelligence to make this, and I tried to make it sound like Shaft. You remember the theme song to Shaft?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Well, it just turned out okay. So that was the feel I was trying to go for it. Let's give it a try. I don't want to call him a hero. Kind of like the Punisher in a way. Because I think this kind of gives a pretty good feel for how we're feeling about all this.
Here's a little ditty about a vigilante in the city. You're not safe if you have a paper plate. Expired a year ago with no tag to show. How long can you go? He'll find you, you know. I don't care if your car's rusty. Get your car registered, dummy. My man's looking for you, one tire or two. Get to the DMV. Wouldn't want it to be me.
All right, that's it. How do you think AI did?
Better than I would have done, Fred.
I'm kind of astounded. I think that was really, really good.
It's an absolute wonder, the things that it can do.
Yeah, it is.
If you would have told me it was AI, though, I would have thought that you would have gone into a studio and mixed that all yourself and dropped some tunes.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Wrecker.
I like the song by itself. It's pretty good. All right. If he's listening right now, just know you have your own theme song now. I don't think the police appreciate us patronizing them, but still.
Probably not.
When you get a cool song like this, how can you deny it? All right, let's do Sue's news.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's news. Brought to you by Sue.
All right, I'm just curious. Are you guys going to watch the World Series just because it's the World Series? Do you care about the Dodgers or the Yankees, Fred?
Oh, that it's even more so.
Ooh.
I mean, I just love the rivalry. You know, I have a son that lives in Brooklyn, so I'm that's an extra added element. But I just love the World Series and everything about it.
So I love baseball dearly, but there is something about going through a full 162 with my Redbirds that by the time that the season is over, if they're either out of the playoffs or they're eliminated, I really struggle to watch postseason baseball. If they're in it,
I
will watch other teams play, yes, knowing there's a chance it could affect the Cardinals.
And I got to tell you, I have that problem too. But by the time it gets to the final round of whatever championship. I'm ready to watch.
Yes. So what I was going to say to finish was, is if there is a series that I would watch, it would be this one, because this is going, I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a classic.
It is. Ryan, what are your thoughts? No, see, I could care less if we're not in it.
I also care less, too, because what's the fun when, number one, your team's not in it, but number two, when there's no underdog? It's like, let's get two powerhouse teams that people just naturally hate because they spend all this money in their powerhouses. There's, at the very least, you would be able to root for the underdog because you want to see the big guy go down. There's not even that in this one. They're both big guys. So what do I care?
Yeah, I get it. But, Fred... We're having a debate, Fred.
Fred's ready.
It's classic. It's tradition. It's baseball. Why wouldn't you love it?
Well, there you go. See, and
I'm with him. I'm with him.
Yeah, I understand both arguments. I will say this. There's a random fact today, but I'm going to use it here. The New York Yankees and the LA Dodgers haven't met in the World Series since the Dodgers defeated the Yankees in 1981. But it's actually the most common matchup of all time. The two teams met in the World Series 11 times.
Wow.
And the Yankees have won 8 of them. The Dodgers only 3. So it's not terribly unusual.
I wonder how many of those the Dodgers were in L.A. for. I'm curious. And how many they were in Brooklyn for.
I don't know. Fred, you know that off the top of your head?
I don't, but I've got it here. I just have to look it up.
Okay, see?
So there you go.
Fred is on it. By the way, on the History of the Lou with Sue this weekend... we do the history of the St. Louis Browns, and I had Ed Wheatley in to talk about it because, of course, this is the 80th anniversary of the 1944 All-St. Louis World Series.
It's awesome.
Wow.
And it's really interesting to hear him talk about that. They played in the same stadium.
Sportsman's Park.
So everybody would just walk down and go, and Stan Musial talking about just the Browns and the Cardinals at one time and said it was really weird because people were really big on the underdog, and that was the Browns.
And that was the series, I think I've talked about this before, where both managers lived in the same apartment.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't do that because one of the managers invited his mom to come and watch the series. So I think it was like
hilarious.
At the Chase Park Plaza is where they lived. And, you know, somebody else that lived there knew of the predicament and said, I'm not going to be in town for any of it. So you can stay in my place for the series.
That's
so
crazy.
They, you know, because the Browns and the Cardinals, you know, they were never in town at the same time.
Yeah,
because they always use the same ballpark,
stadium.
Except for this World Series.
That's so
interesting. Except for this. So that's one twist of it. And gosh, we find out about Branch Rickey. Because, of course, the Browns said, we're not going to do a farm system. What? Cardinals said, all right. And then they started to rise. And anyway, it's all on History of the Lou with Sue. 1 o'clock on KMOX tomorrow, and then 6 a.m., I think, here on 97.1 on Sunday. But you might enjoy it. I thought that you two, Ethan and Fred, would enjoy that.
So this is the 12th meeting between the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yep.
It's the 5th meeting since the Dodgers moved to L.A.
There you
go.
So there you go.
Everything.
All right, on this day in history, 69 years ago. Now, see, every year I do this. But every year I'm shocked because I have no memory. In 1955, the first microwave oven was sold by Tappan. That thing was out in the 50s. We didn't have one until the 70s. When did you have one, Fred?
Well, I don't think we ever had one in my parents' house.
Oh, my gosh.
Not until I moved out.
Okay.
I don't remember ever not having one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ethan. What about you?
Same thing. I've always had... how did you heat up Hot Pockets without a microwave?
There were no Hot Pockets. By the way, the first microwave oven cost $1,200, but it could cook bacon in 90 seconds. 90 seconds.
Wow.
You know what I saw?
Kind of wattage. Oh, yeah.
I was looking at an old Life magazine from 1969.
Like you do.
Yeah, like you do. Well, they had a really good piece in there on the 1968 World Series. So I was reading that. But they had an ad in there for a television, a color TV, and they were advertising, you know, buy this TV, and on this TV, it will also show your slides.
What?
And it had a cassette deck.
Oh, that's nuts.
So a cassette deck and a slide projector inside your color TV.
What the heck?
I know.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
This one has a little music, but we'll hit it here in a second. On this day in history... Vincent Price passed away in 1993. Did you know he went to Country Day? Fred might know that.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Ethan?
I did not.
Yeah. And here's, of course, what he's famous for.
Falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood.
Yep. Well, I say that's what he's known for, but that's what he's known for to my generation. I mean, the older people know. He was in what? Horror movies or scary movies, Fred?
Oh, yeah. Just all sorts of them.
He was born, Vincent Price was born in St. Louis in 1911.
I think when I graduated from high school, I had to go to the Vincent Price Studios to get pictures taken,
okay,
our senior pictures.
What? That's Vincent cool. Price?
Vincent Price Theaters, but I don't think there was any relation.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's really weird.
You know what? I remember seeing that at the corner of photos.
Yeah,
whatever you're
right.
saying. Was it Vincent Price or somebody else Price?
It was Vincent Price.
Oh, man, dang, that's crazy. All right, Dad, congratulations to Chicago.
I just had to. I'm sorry.
You know, real quick, a fun fact about that. I saw this on social media, so it may be wrong. But I saw that Vincent Price was given an option of a flat fee or a percentage of Thriller.
Ooh.
He chose the flat fee. $20,000. Could you imagine if he took a percentage?
Wow.
How much more that estate would be
that
worth?
That would be so much money. I don't know how you ever know that in that. I mean, Michael Jackson's a good bet. But maybe
I would
he
say
thought,
that's a safe one.
You know, this is it's a video. There's crazy. I don't know. Yeah, he didn't know. He was too old to realize.
At what point was Thriller in his career? Like, I mean, that
he was older.
My time.
He was born in 1911.
Later, yeah. No, for Michael Jackson.
Oh, I would say mid.
Okay, so mid. he was already huge, though.
Post-Jacksons, but that was his big, Thriller was his big album.
Right.
So, you know, Off the Wall was the one before that, and that was really good, but this one is the one that just went nuts. Chicago has been America's most rat-infested city for a full decade. Huh? Congratulations. Uh-huh. Orkin's annual rating of the rattiest cities in America just came out. Chicago tops the list again. It's held that title every year since the list first started. Orkin says Chicago could thank its large transit system and, quote, abundance of alleys for the unwavering rat issue. Los Angeles and New York have the same problem. They've both been top three for 7 years in a row. It's disgusting.
Yeah, wouldn't be a large city without a rat problem. But
well, that's true.
If, of all places, Chicago, I thought with all the mobsters there, they would take care of the rats.
Yeah, I don't know why that's happening. I hadn't thought about mobsters taking out rats. And the Wall Street Journal just did a big article on trendy marketing ploy. Okay, they call this stuff chaos packaging. When companies sell products in containers they wouldn't normally go in, like sunblock in a whipped cream can and that kind of thing. It's supposed to catch your attention. Let's see. There was a sunblock called Classic Whip. It looks just like a can of Ready Whip. Comes out of the nozzle looking like whipped cream, but it's SPF 30. But apparently they have problems with this because it can get confusing. Last year they had a cleaning product called Puracy. And they started to sell soap refills in soda cans, but they had to change them when parents, had kids going, oh, it's a soda, cracking it open and trying to drink it.
Yeah.
So chaos packaging. I hope that it will not stay too long, but I get it, right? You're looking for a new twist to make it work. The idea seems to work with a lot of products, though. That whipped cream sunblock. They get about like 5 million views on TikTok every week just because people are like, what? Is that Ready Whip? Oh, is it whipped cream? People likes it.
So would this be the same thing when Budweiser cans water for emergencies?
Well,
would that be similar or not really?
No, I think it's too... You can't go can to can. It would have to be can to something else to make it chaos. You know what I mean?
Water comes in bottles. I guess I never opened
right,
up.
Right, if it came in shoes or something, that would be chaos. You see what I'm saying?
I'm questioning everything.
Don't steal my ideas. Shoe water, it's going to take off. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I'm not sure which one to use. Every element on the periodic table has to be named after one of five things. Something from mythology, a mineral, a place, a property of the element, or a scientist. Nothing else.
Hmm.
Okay, think about it. That's it. Who, I can think of nothing. Iron. Iron is one.
How about a beer in a sippy container? How about something like that?
Well, yeah, but that's chaos terrible. Enough? Then the kids would get it.
That's true.
That's a terrible idea.
He's still on the previous one. You may have not even heard the fun
fact. The random fact was too hard for me to understand. That involved elements. So I just went back to beer and sippy cups.
Fred, I got an easier one for you. Hold on. Finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact that Fred can handle. Rainbows are actually full circles. You just can't see the bottom half because of the ground.
I like that.
Okay, thank you.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And that's it for Sue's news.
Oh, that was great.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Getting ready for this weekend, and before we get to that, you may be thinking about what you're going to do this weekend. Could you be spending it in the theater? Joining us now from Common Guys Film Reviews, commonguy.com, Paul Hall. Hello, sir.
Theaters, at home, on your wherever you are, I'm here for you, Ryan. I'm here to make you go see something you don't want, maybe, and maybe make you stay away from something you want to see.
What do they say?
But I'm not
all
the judge.
The world is
You're
a stage.
Yeah.
Shakespeare it. You know, and once in a while you get those previews that drop out of nowhere, shows you like give the, you know, 3-month warning that they're coming back. So, you know, I wish they wouldn't tell you so far in advance because it gets your hopes up that it's coming back. And then you see the release date 2 or 3 months out. But these are the ones that are here. And one in theaters is called Your Monster. Let me play a clip.
You broke up with me.
Now my life is over.
What's up? You got 2 weeks. After that, you're out of here. You pack your bags and get out.
I can't tell anything that's going on in that clip. What is Your Monster?
I don't think you could. No, I don't think you could there. You know, it's a story of a young woman who has kind of a fall from grace and has some health issues. Her boyfriend breaks up with her. She's wanting to be on stage in Broadway, and in fact, she works with him to create one of a new Broadway show. But you know, this fall from grace takes her back to where she started until she gets better, comes out, and ends up moving into her mom's old house that has a monster inhabiting it. And her boyfriend broke up with her, and he's did I tell you there was a monster in the house? Yeah, I did. That monster is kind of mean and ogre-y, and like he was talking there, you got 2 weeks to stay in your own house because it's my house now. I'm a monster. It's supposed to be a horror comedy.
Oh, okay. So it's not like it's not like a joke per se, but there are jokes in it.
There's jokes in it, and there's horrific scenes in it, both from the standpoint of a horror film and from the standpoint of I just didn't know what to make of things. Blood flies, people get killed, people laugh, people have a good time. I didn't have much of a good time, though.
Well, you know, there's that one, it was Shaun of the Dead, right? So it's a zombie movie, but a comedy. Is it, like, kind of in that vein?
Man, Shaun of the Dead was such a good movie, Ryan. Yes, I had such a good time with that. I did not have a good time with this. In fact, I saw it as part of an interesting program, and I left the theater and said, this is the first time I think they really missed. Your Monster, to me, is a stay away from, unless you want to see it, you know, 3 weeks away or 2 days away on your home screen, whatever it takes.
Got it. All right. It sounds like the boss is back in town.
Since I was 16, playing live has been a deep and lasting part of who I am and how I justify my existence here.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Earth. 50 years and the mighty A Street Band, baby.
All right, so looks like Bruce Springsteen's coming to the big screen, is it, or is it on streaming?
This is Hulu and Disney Plus, both. Oh. You can see the new Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. And I'll tell you what, I saw this a couple weeks ago, and I was so excited because I really like the way they put this together. It goes behind the scenes and sees a lot of the E Street Band, the people that Bruce has worked with over the years, the music he's brought to the screen, and looking out at the audience, it's filled with a lot of people that are of all ages. You know, he's one of those guys that kind of fits, you know, whether you bring your 13-year-old to listen to him or whether you bring your 80-year-old grandma to the stage, they like to listen to him. It's a great behind-the-scenes movie that is tight at about an hour and 40 minutes about his last tour that he went on post-COVID. And these road diaries are really neat because they take you behind more than just playing some music in some of these music docs that are out there. You get a little bit of that, but it's not long form that. It's more about telling the story of being on the road. And this is really good. In fact, I remember the day I first saw it. I know Mark's a huge Springsteen fan, and I texted him. I said, you're going to love to see this when it comes out. Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band shows up on Disney Plus and on Hulu. So either or, you're going to get a chance to see it if you only have one of the two.
Okay, well, that probably makes it more appealing because you can watch it from your couch and yep. It makes the decision easier. So like, let's say, here's your option. Scrolling for 15, 20 minutes, deciding on what to watch, or just go straight to the Bruce Springsteen doc.
Oh, I like the Springsteen. But if you're not a fan of that music, there's a lot of people that aren't, and I get that. And if it's not your type of music, you don't want to see it. But the fun part about it is, even if you're just a fan of behind the scenes music, about interactions with different band members and things like that, you get a lot of that in this as well. So I think it's a worthwhile watch. And for an hour and a half, I mean, heck, we waste an hour and a half doing things like listening to me. Did I say that out loud? Sorry.
I don't know how that goes, yeah. I went to go see the Bruce Springsteen exhibit at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they had it. This was a while ago. And I remembered something from that exhibit in the back of my head. I said, if I ever get a chance to interview him, ask him about this. I've never had a chance to interview him and never will. But one day I hope I'll be able to do that. Something else that looks like it's on Netflix called Don't Move.
Have you started to feel it yet?
What did you do to me?
Just a special relaxant to make things easier on both of us. You have about 20 minutes before you're completely paralyzed.
Whoa, that sounds creepy.
Yeah, it's an abduction thriller. You know, we've seen a number of these over the years. This one has a woman that's out. She looks like she's out on the edge of a rope, standing on the edge of a cliff, maybe going to end her life based on some things that have happened earlier. And he talks her off the ledge. But he talks her off the ledge with one thing in mind, to kidnap her and to basically inject her with something that makes her so she cannot move. It takes about 20 minutes. She runs, she ends up somewhere, and whether she makes it from there, that's for you to see. Sam Raimi is part of the team that brought this to the screen, and you've seen Sam Raimi do a number of things over the years, from the horror and thriller genres to even mainstream Spider-Man. It's really a different type of movie. It's not for everyone because, I mean, the topic in general is very close to home for a lot of people with the, you know, things that you just don't want to ever see happen to someone you love. But Don't Move is definitely a worthwhile thriller to check out. It's over on Netflix now. It's only about an hour and a half. Again, it's one of those type of movies that you can get in, get out, and if you don't like it, it's an hour and a half.
All right, so there's some new stuff on Apple TV Plus, some new episodes of Disclaimer. I don't know what Disclaimer is. Can you kind of catch me up?
That's the story of a book that comes due. Kevin Kline is along the way with Cate Blanchett, and a book comes due that happens to have one of the characters at the centerpiece. We talked about this a couple weeks ago on air here when it launched. Just a forewarning to those folks that are watching, that they're picking up the newest episodes. it gets really, really steamy, and some people may not like that type of content. So be prepared. I've seen the series, so I kind of know along the way what's coming, and now we're at that point in this part of the series. And I also was going to mention real quick, Apple TV Plus, Shrinking is still one of my favorite shows with Harrison Ford, Jason Segel, and team. It really is a lot of fun, but this season, as you get to the episodes that are just launching this week, it becomes a little bit more serious, and it becomes dealing with some more pivotal, I don't know where the bull came from, pivotal issues in life, from just relationships and dealing with things on more of that shrink psychiatrist type level versus strict comedic intent. So be aware, you may shed a tear every now and then coming up soon in this episode and a couple after this. You may get a little attached to it, and you may get a little emotional about some of it. It's really a great series. Watch it through to its end, and I hope they give it another series. Season. It's one of my favorites when it comes to Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, and speaking of Apple TV, here's the one that they previewed for 3 months out was Severance. Man, did I get into that one. I can't wait for season two to start. Please tell me you liked it. I'd like to know that other people enjoyed it.
I haven't went through it yet. I'm purposely holding out on it to this point, but it's coming soon, and they're going back to work. I got a neat press release about it this week talking about all employees are required to report back to work for the company there. So, yeah, it's kind of neat. If you're looking for just something action thriller related, Ryan, Canary Black with Kate Beckinsale is over on Amazon Prime Video. This is a formula action thriller about kind of a hit person, someone who does the dirty work of the government and getting in too deep, and someone close to her gets kidnapped and, you know, spy lists, release this, the world's going to end, you know, type of thing. It's okay. I didn't mind it whatsoever because I love a good action thriller. I just love spending my time with stuff like that. It's it can be far out there, but Canary Black is over on Prime Video for everyone. So if you get Prime Video, you get it and don't have to pay extra for it.
Nice. Bonus, if people wanted to see some of your reviews, where can they go?
CommonGuy.com.
It's easy. Wow. Was that hard to get that domain?
You know, I bought it probably about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago now at this point. So I bought it before people were buying domains and thought about giving it up at a time. And in fact, there was, how do you deal with someone like this? Somebody wrote a book that was titled CommonGuy.com, never contacted me. It was titled CommonGuy.com, and it's got a weird plot to it, and I they didn't even send me a free copy of the book. I mean, come on. At least do that.
I don't know. Was it a popular book? I mean, I would try to steal their viewers or something, or the readers, and try to take it all. Like, hey, if you like this, then buy this. Like, make a CommonGuy.com t-shirt. Like, sell merch for the book. It's really for you, though. I don't think that's legal.
I figured sometimes some adult site was going to approach me about it or whatnot offer to buy me out. But you got to pay me a lot more money than just, you know, they would want to.
bigger than a bucket of popcorn. Common Guys Film Reviews, CommonGuy.com. Paul Hall, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Take care, Ryan.
KSDK Sports Director, let's talk some sports. World Series. Frank Cusimano may be disappointed in what I said about World Series talk earlier, but then again, he's a sports guy and I am not. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. It feels like we were just doing this a couple of weeks ago. Joining us now is KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Thank you for coming on.
Good to be with you, Ryan. I hope you're well.
Doing all right. Last time we spoke, I was asking you who you thought was going to win the Cleveland Guardians, almost said Indians, but Cleveland Guardians and Detroit Tigers, and it didn't go the way I thought it would. Didn't go the way for Cleveland either. They're not in the World Series, which starts with the Yankees and the Dodgers. What do you think of these two teams meeting, these two powerhouses?
Yeah, it's a lot of star power, not just the two biggest markets in the country, but a bunch of rosters loaded with Hall of Famers. And, you know, the most famous player in baseball is Shohei Ohtani. The second most famous player in baseball is Aaron Judge, and they're going head-to-head. I do think the Dodgers may have an advantage in that, you know, the top three players, their top three hitters in the order, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani are all going to the Hall of Fame. And their hottest two players are Max Muncy and former Cardinal Tommy Edman. I have a good feel about the Dodgers, but, you know, look, the Yankees have three guys who could end up with 400 home runs in their career. So it's a great series. I don't know if middle of America loves it, but I know the executives at Fox love it because you have the two biggest markets going head-to-head.
Well, you got Flaherty on the mound tonight, too, don't you, for the Dodgers?
Yes, a real St. Louis flavor. I mean, you have Weaver, who could finish for the Yankees, and then you have Tommy Edman, the MVP of the series. So this could be a lot of St. Louis flavor in this World Series.
Wow. Did you pick a winner, or is it too close to call?
If I had to pick, if I had to bet a milkshake, I'd go Dodgers.
Okay. And the Ohtani thing, they keep showing the meme online of his, you know, up in two bats, you know, like they kind of like market him. And I've talked to so many different people about how poor of a job baseball has done marketing, because when you brought that up, I thought Frank is 100% right. Baseball has done a bad job marketing its stars, but not anymore. They have really done a different job this time around.
Yeah, Ryan, for a stretch, the most famous player was Mike Trout, and Mike Trout could go into any restaurant in St. Louis and many people wouldn't know who he is. I mean, think about that. In basketball, everybody would know LeBron James. You know, in football, everybody would know Patrick Mahomes. But in baseball, supposedly our national pastime, nobody knew who Mike Trout was, and he was the best player in the game for a decade.
All right. Okay, college football, Mizzou playing Alabama on Saturday. How are you feeling about that one?
Well, there's going to be 100,000 people in Bryant-Denny Stadium, and they're all pissed off because Alabama has already lost two games in the SEC. And if they were to lose, well, Coach DeBoer would be in big trouble. That's how crazy they are. The whole key to the game is Brady Cook's ankle. He sprained it, a high ankle sprain last week. He went to the hospital, was gone for 2 hours, heroically came back and played. But sometimes it's the day after. I've spoken with people close to Brady Cook all week, even though he hasn't practiced. And one of the people said, I suspect he will give it a go. If Brady Cook doesn't play, I can't see how Missouri could handle Alabama in Tuscaloosa. We'll see what happens.
All right. How do you think the Blues are doing so far? Are you happy with their start?
Well, really some bad news the other night when Robert Thomas, their lone all-star and their best player, fractured his ankle. They're going to look at it in 6 weeks. Well, what did they do last night? They go to Toronto and beat their former coach, Craig Berube, in a 5-1 thriller. So with the Blues, and I've said this for a while, they got a lot of really good young players. They're going to have to expedite the learning curve. These guys are going to have to grow up real fast for them to get to the postseason. And what Doug Armstrong did in the offseason when he signed Broberg and Holloway to free agent offer sheets from Edmonton, two 23-year-olds with Stanley Cup experience, that could be one of the biggest days in the history of the Blues. Because those two scored goals last night, and those two are playing out of their mind as we speak. So I'm cautiously optimistic and bullish on the Blues, Ryan.
Oh, that's great. But just from your own observations, are you seeing a lot of people wear jerseys? Are there people excited about the Blues right now?
You know, that's a great question. I did a live shot for the television side the other day, and I couldn't believe the number of people that had Blues, they call them sweaters on, higher than like people going to Busch Stadium for Cardinal games. It's almost like I'd say 3 out of 4 has some type of Blues jersey on. So the passion for the Blues is just awesome in our town.
Yeah, I still call them jerseys. They call them sweaters. It's kind of like the difference between a movie and a film. Sweater sounds too fancy. Like, you know, you're going to get blood on your sweater because you're going out there fighting tonight. You know, the jersey is the way I go. All right, NFL this weekend, are any games you're paying close attention to?
Well, I think, obviously, the Chiefs are the team in our region that we care the most about. And they're picking up of DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I think they could beat Las Vegas no matter if they had DeAndre Hopkins or not. But that's a Super Bowl move. I mean, the only dent in their armor is health and star power at the wide receiver spot. and you give Patrick Mahomes a rejuvenated DeAndre Hopkins, who at one time was one of the top five receivers in the league, and you got a chance to do something that's never been done in NFL history, and that's win three straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive, that team. You know, there's a lot that goes on in the NFL, and, you know, there's suspensions, and the days go on, trading deadlines. It's such a weird thing in the NFL. They don't really trade much. Like, every other league trades like crazy. Why don't they trade as much in the NFL?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't even know the answer to that, but you're right. Like, NBA trade deadline day, Major League Baseball trade deadline day, it's unbelievable. But with the NFL, it's not quite the same. Just not as much movement. It's not quite as sexy.
Too much money to trade. It's hard to work it out when everyone's making so much, I guess. I don't know. By the way, what do you got going on this weekend on your show?
Well, Sunday night, Sports Plus, after the NFL game, we'll visit with Mizzou quarterback Brady Cook. And it's turned into appointment television because he's about as candid as a college quarterback can get. And we also have the story of a local hockey player who got a bad diagnosis, cancer. And the doctor said, we are going to begin your chemotherapy treatment on Monday. And he said to the doctor, well, my game is Saturday. Can I play? And the doctor let him play. And all I can say is it was a Rudy or Rocky Balboa-like performance. So Sunday night, wow. Sports Plus, Channel 5.
That is something else. I love stories like that when it comes to hockey. Yeah, I don't like stories. Remember the one prospect that was in town got robbed at the Arch at night? Those are the bad hockey stories. I like these Rudy ones.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. All right, Sunday night, Sports Plus. Frank Cusumano, thank you so much for coming on. And I guess go Dodgers if that's what you're rooting for.
Yeah, Ryan, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
We'll see ya. Yeah, baseball is there. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about it. The social media will be buzzing. Maybe if they just keep it close, that gives me a little extra something to root for. But with no underdog, it makes it harder for me to get invested. It's so much easier when you don't care about the teams to just say, okay, who's the underdog? I guess I'll root for them. Joining us after the break, Steve Malloy. He's a former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, founder of JunkScience.com, senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal Institute. So if you want to check that out, we have a pretty big conversation coming out about a new UN report. The United Nations put out a report regarding climate issues. Also joining us next hour, David Stokes, director of municipal property in the Show Me Institute, has a new guide that explores how free market solutions can improve Missouri cities. Can it save St. Louis? What can be done? I think all these things need to be answered. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Another hour, the weekend's getting close. 971 FM.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.